Welcome to the News Hour. We begin in Russia, where police have launched a murder investigation after the daughter of a pro-Kremlin commentator was killed in a car bomb explosion near Moscow. Unverified social media footage showed Daria Dugina's father, Alexander, at the scene shortly after the bombing. Both have supported Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Well, Alexander Dugin is a Russian philosopher, political analyst and strategist. He was the chief editor at the pro-Kremlin Tsargrad TV station. Dugin was reportedly helped or shaped Vladimir Putin's expansionist foreign policies and has been called often Putin's brain. Now, he was involved in the Russian president's initiative for the annexation of Crimea and considered the invasion of Ukraine inevitable. Dugin has previously called for the eradication of Ukrainian identity. Well, Samuel Romani is an associate fellow at the Royal United Services Institute and joins me now from Oxford in England. Good to have you with us on the programme, sir. I mean, can we make the assumption that the target might have been Alexander Dugin rather than his daughter?
I think it's very likely that the target was Alexander Dugin rather than his daughter. I think that even though Daria Dugina has espoused very similar views to her father, particularly accusing the West of committing Nazism, calling for the annexation of all of Ukraine with the exception of Lviv, and the self-cleansing of Russian society, her influence is drastically less than her father's.
Well, I mean, who would be the likely suspects? Because both the Kremlin and Ukraine are saying it's not them. But behind the scenes, was Alexander Dugin universally popular within Russia and specifically within the Kremlin?
So Alexander Dugin's actual influence over Russian policy has been grossly overstated. I reject the claims that he is Putin's Rasputin or Putin's brain, which is often the title that's been given him to the Western media. In fact, he never really held an official title within Russia, and his closest partners within the Kremlin were people like Sergei Glazyev, who were dismissed from the Kremlin in 2019. He isn't that in touch with the current establishment, least of all Putin. So I don't think it's really a strike at a major Russian foreign policy decision maker. Of course, the Russian foreign ministry is blaming Ukraine for this, saying that it's part of a pattern of Ukrainian terrorist activity, which extends to the attacks on Crimea, chemical terrorism, and now nuclear terrorism. And, of course, Zelensky's team is saying that Ukraine is not a terrorist state and doesn't commit crimes like this. So both sides are denying it. I think it's very unlikely that this was done to derail or disrupt Russian policy in any way.
So you say that he doesn't have that much influence in Russia, but he was more assertive in terms of trying to make the campaign for Ukraine more on a war footing compared to the words that we've heard from the Kremlin and from Putin talking about a special military operation. Their themes seem to diverge to a certain extent. What are we to read into that?
So Dugin has always been, to some degree, a hardline nationalist critic of Russian foreign policy, basically wanting to go much further than Putin is willing to go. In 2008, he wanted Russia not to stop at South Ossetia when they invaded Georgia, but actually go all the way to Tbilisi, overthrow Saakashvili, and then annex Crimea. In 2014, he wanted the Russians to officially declare war on Ukraine and annex most of the eastern part of the country. Now he's calling for a general mobilization, a draft, conscription, and the complete movement until the historic destiny of Moscow and Kiev being united together is achieved. So he's always been pushing for more hardline views than the Kremlin has called for, so that's nothing new.
There's no doubt that they have a line of communication, both Dugin and Putin, but this killing will rattle the Kremlin in some shape or form, won't it?
Well, it will rattle the Kremlin if it was done by an external saboteur, but it won't rattle the Kremlin so much if this was some kind of an internal power struggle within the Russian security services between people who are trying to quash intellectuals like Dugin, who might fan the flames for a faster end to the war, a more efficient end to the war, or even support for the draft, which is something that the Russians don't want to do. They want to get as many volunteers as possible. They're even clearing people out of prisons, but they don't want to do conscription. So if it's done, if it's something internal, it won't necessarily rattle the Kremlin, but if it proves to be something external, like the foreign ministry is claiming, or Ukrainian-related, then yes, it certainly would.
Samuel Romani joining us there from Oxford. Thank you so much.
Thank you.